Gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late, got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away, got a big day, sorry can't stay, I gotta run, run, yeah. Gotta get home, pick up the phone, gotta let the people know I'm gonna be late.
What's happening, Las Vegas? It's your boy Jeffrey with a G with another fun-filled episode of Vegas Nonstop. In studio with us today, superfan Tom White.
Hey, long-time caller, first-time listener.
Chef to the Valencian Gold Paella World, Mr. Paras Shah. Also joining us shortly, legendary comedian George Wallace. And with me, as always, for the last 9.5 years, running the Goat Rodeo, the Master of Mayhem, the Wizard of Whoopi, and the Ambassador of Fun, Jonathan J. Scott.
Thank you, Jeffrey, with a G. Line one, go ahead. It's true. And allegedly, we're going to have comedian George Wallace.
You did
here.
Mention that.
I think he's stuck in traffic. Traffic has been terrible.
It's been terrible all over the city.
Because of the SEMA convention, which was today's the last day anyway. So, good morning, Las Vegas. We hope you have an exciting weekend planned. Here's some of the things that are happening this weekend, brought to you by LV.net, high-speed internet company. And also, if you've been thinking about getting solar energy, please give us a call for a no-obligation appointment at 702-883-1111. That number again is 702-883-1111, and leave us a message. In local sporting events, the Pro Bull Riders World Finals competition wraps up this weekend at T-Mobile Arena. Tickets start at $45. These cowboys are the toughest son of a guns in the world.
They are.
I met a guy a long time ago named Samson. You couldn't pay me enough money to ride a bull.
It is ridiculous. It is a mindset that you have to be born with it because you can't convince yourself to do it.
You know what they do to get the bulls mad and angry, right?
Yeah, I know. You like telling us over and over again. Go ahead, tell them, John. Tell them how they do that.
They tie their testicles down.
Yep, that's right. They tickle their nuts.
I heard they also use squirt guns, too.
Squirt guns?
To the testicles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, what would be...
You're not joking, are you?
I'm not joking, no.
I can tell. A squirt gun to the nuts.
There you go. Try it sometime. It's not that pleasant.
Only if you're on my back.
Monday, November 11th is Veterans Day, and here's a few great events that are starting the weekend off. If I could just get to them right now. Saturday, 7 p.m., Chicago actor Gary Sinise and his Lieutenant Dan Band perform a free concert at the Fremont Street Experience. And if you've never seen Gary Sinise and the Lieutenant Dan Band, it's a lot of fun. Of course, you know, that's the name from Forrest Gump from the
Correct.
Movie. Yeah,
Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan. I want my shrimp. I want my
barbecue shrimp, grilled shrimp.
Sauteed. This is right up your alley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shrimp po' boy.
When he's not on the air with us, he's got a fish company called Something's Fishy.
I play with fish.
Saturday, our friend Frankie Shinta sings, plays every instrument, including the spoons, and tells his great family stories. He's at the Suncoast this Saturday. Tickets are only $19.95. Monday, 10 a.m., the Veterans Day Parade, with more than 100 entries, starts at 4th Street and Hoover, heading north to Stewart Avenue. Also on Monday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., join us at Veterans Village, 50 North 21st Street, for a free event honoring our veterans with guest speaker, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member John Fogerty from Creedence Clearwater Revival. He's actually going to do a couple of his hit songs. Event is open to the public with entertainment and vendors. Attendees are encouraged to bring non-perishable food items for the Veterans Village Food Bank. For more info, go to facebook.com/Veterans Village LV for Las Vegas. And it's going to be a great event. We're going to go with our friend Carol Hattar from the NBA
Summer League.
NBA Summer League and a bunch of the kids from Desert Pines High School, where we've been running on-air classrooms since the summer and the fall. And I'm really proud of these kids from Desert Pines. They're doing a great job. We had pizza yesterday do you say Chi-Chi's or is it Chi-Chi's?
I think it's Chi-Chi's. You said you were going. How was it?
Chi-Chi's. I was great for the
Cici's.
Kids.
Chi-Chi's.
C-I-C-I.
Yeah, I don't know where you come with Chi-Chi.
Yeah, well, I like the dessert pizza. Go figure.
Did you start with that?
No, I started with a salad.
And then went to dessert.
Then went to the pizza, and then went to the dessert.
How was the pizza?
It was okay. You know, I'm a pizza junkie. You know, I like my Chicago pizza, so...
Now, when you say Chicago pizza, are you only eating the stuffed, the thick one?
No, I like thin crust Chicago pizza. I like the stuffed pizza. I like the pan pizza. But, you know, it's hard to get it the same way as you will in Chicago because the water's different.
Yeah, I guess
that's
so.
What makes the difference. But yeah, I love my Chicago pizza. And, you know, people from New York love their New York pizza, and I get that.
We do.
You know, but I've had
this
some
man
great...
and I talk pizza in New York all the time.
Jeff, come on in here until George gets here.
Chef, you know, Chef is from Queens, where I used, when I lived in New York, and he and I talk about pizza in New York all the time.
Yeah. Ray's Original or John's? Because I like John's better in the Village.
John's on Bleecker is great. I'm not a Ray's Original guy, but I also like Patsy's in East Harlem.
You can never tell which original Ray's is original Ray's anymore.
Right.
Because there's like 10 of them, right?
Yeah, there's a million of them. But John's is great in the East Village, and Patsy's is great uptown.
Yeah.
I like Patsy's restaurant. Not
next door.
Well, Patsy's where Sinatra used to go.
Correct. So the same place that you're talking about, I think, is like 116th Street and First Avenue in mm-hmm. East Harlem. The restaurant's on one side, but just next door is like this little door with like room for like 2-3 people, and that's where the coal oven is, and they're slinging slices out of there all day. And actually, Frank's on the wall there, so yeah.
Yeah,
delicious.
I've never gone to that one. I've only gone to the one in Midtown.
It's awesome.
In Patsy's, yeah. Chef Sal, I believe it is. Chef Sal at Patsy's in Midtown. Anyway, all weekend, 7:30 p.m. at the South Point. Enjoy the Broadway comedy, Tom White. My mother's Italian, my father's Jewish, and I'm in therapy. I just love the title. Tickets start at $30. You guys having a little tete-tete?
We're just having a little private moment here. We're trapped in a private moment.
I see.
What's the Broadway thing?
My mother's Italian, my father's Jewish, and I'm in therapy.
Have
you seen that before?
I have not. Yeah. I have heard of it. I have not seen it.
Our friend, legendary late comic George Wallace, appears at the Westgate Hotel and Casino. We're going to skip this one. Friday and Saturday, 10 p.m., Home Improvement and Last Man Standing TV star Tim Allen performs at the Mirage Hotel and Casino. Tim starts at tickets start at $65.39. Do you know his real name is Tim Dick?
I did not know that.
Can't imagine why he changed it to Allen.
That's new to me.
I don't know.
His nickname was Thin, so it's Thin Tim Dick.
Tuesday, 8 p.m. through November 17th, comedian and actor Alonzo Bowden headlines at Brad Garrett's Comedy Club. Tickets start at only $43 for Alonzo Bowden. The Hilarious 7, hosted by comedian John Hilder, makes you laugh all weekend. 9 p.m. at the Night Owl Showroom at the new Oyo Las Vegas.
That's weirdest name, man.
I think that's how you say it. I'm not sure.
Formally, it's so weird. Even when you're driving Hooters by Hotel. It on Trop, it's weird.
Saturday, 8 p.m., The Temptations perform at the Orleans Hotel. Tickets start at $49.95. I'm not sure if any of the original Temptations are still alive.
No? These are all stand-ins?
Well, maybe they're their sons, or they filled in as the band was getting...
Temptations.
That's pretty much the case. The Box Tops are the same way. We used to do a little tour. It would be the Temps and the Tops, and it would be the Temptations and the Box Tops on the same bill.
Yeah, I did. It used to be the Temptations and the Four Tops. We toured together a lot. I did a bowling show with the Four Tops, Dr. Levi Stubbs and Dr. Eugene Records. Anyway, Temptations at Orleans.
Wait, what was Lionel Richie? That's the Commodores?
Yes.
Yeah, that was the Commodores. Mm-hmm. Also, Saturday, 6 p.m., Sing the Blues with Gold Top Bob and the Moaning Black Snakes.
Yeah.
Saturday, 6 p.m., sharing the stage at the Sand Dollar Lounge.
That's my spot, man.
On Polaris and Spring Mountain. It's the only place to hear blues. I don't know.
Forget just blues, but live music in general, probably the best venue in our city.
I love it. And they've got pizza now, too.
They do very good pizza.
Yeah. Thursday, 5 p.m., the Latin Grammy Awards are at the MGM Grand Arena. Tickets start at $87 and go up to a mere $545.
Is that all?
Yeah. And that's in dollars, not pesos.
Uh-huh. No pun intended.
Ba-dum-bum.
Six-time Grammy Award winner Dionne Warwick performs at Cleopatra's Barge at Caesar's Palace with her iconic hit songs like Say a Little Prayer, When You Wake Up in the Morning, and Do You Know the Way to San Jose, I'll Never Fall in Love Again. Tickets start at only $125.
That's a great venue, though. If you're a Dionne Warwick fan, that would be a great venue to watch
her. Yeah, it's an intimate experience.
And, very intimate.
You know, of course, you find out what you get when you fall in love.
Don't say it. Don't say
Why
it.
Why don't you like when I say
that's
that?
Bull riding,
it's the same punchline every time.
Would you rather I'd say crabs than herpes? What do you get when you fall? We recommend our friends the Bronx Wanderers performing everything from doo-wop to Queen at the Matt Franco Theater at The Link. Tickets start at $59.99. I'm going to be golfing with Vinny next Sunday at the Italian American Club annual golf tournament. Speaking of which, tickets are on sale for our intimate evening with actor Joe Mantegna.
Yeah.
On Thursday, November 21st at the Italian American Club. TV and film star Joe Mantegna is going to be sharing his stories from his hit TV show Criminal Minds, his movies Godfather 3, Searching for Bobby Fischer, and one of my favorites, Three Amigos.
I'm not surprised.
I love that movie. And his recurring role as Fat Tony on The Simpsons.
Oh yeah.
And Joe told me he's been on The Simpsons more than any other recurring character as Fat Tony.
Oh really?
I'm feeling kind of stabby today. Yeah, Fat Tony. Tickets are only $50, and every dollar goes to the Italian American Club Scholarship Foundation. For tickets, call or stop in at Italian American Club on Sahara, just east of Eastern Avenue, or visit their website, iacvegas.com. This Sunday, there's still spots available for the Nevada Diabetes Association Golf Tournament at Red Rock Country Club. Nevada Diabetes Association has helped over 14,000 locals with medicine and treatment. Google them and come out for a great day of golf this Sunday at Red Rock Country Club. I've got to go to the driving range because I haven't played in like 3 months.
Uh-oh.
I know. We also recommend Elvis Presley's Heartbreak Hotel and Concert, 8 p.m. at Harrah's, or do you say Harrah's? Las Vegas, starring Eddie Clendenning. Heartbreak Hotel tells the early story of Elvis starting in Tupelo, with great archival films and pictures with an outstanding musical cast of performers. We had a blast with our friend Richard Feminella from Charlie Palmer's Steakhouse, enjoying a tribute to the Allman Brothers last week at the Smith Center for Performing Arts. Lon Bronson produced the show, featuring guitarist Jim Buck and Jimmy Mack, performing all of our favorite songs from the brothers, including Whipping Post, One Way Out, and my personal Sweet Melissa. Did you ever see the Allman Brothers at the Beacon?
Yeah.
That was the place. They would like 10,
I was fortunate enough to see them on two separate occasions. They would come to New York every year. They did somewhere between a 10 and 13 night stint at the Beacon, and one of the best places to see a concert, let alone the Allman Brothers. They were amazing.
Allman Brothers fan, Chef? You're just too young.
No, I'm not super young, but you know, that's not something I grew up with.
Yeah,
put it that way.
He's more into the hippity hoppity, as you like to call it.
The hippity hoppity.
Yeah, I love that.
Growing up in Queens.
Growing up, born and raised.
Yeah.
In our What's Eating You department, restaurant news with Jeffrey with a G, we mentioned Charlie Palmer's Steak at the Four Seasons, which has one of the best fine dining deals in Vegas.
Absolutely.
With their Chef's Cut weekly special, includes a 3-course steak or vegan dinner. If you're in Las Vegas and you're a vegan, are you a Las Vegas vegan? A vegan vegan?
Yes, you're a Vegas vegan. Vegas
yeah, I'm
vegan.
A vegan on the days I don't eat meat.
Yes. 3-course steak dinner with appetizers, dessert, bottomless wine, my favorite part about it, for only $58. Reservations are a must, and you have to ask for the Chef's Cut local special. That's Charlie Palmer Steak at the luxurious Four Seasons Hotel at Mandalay Bay. Jeffrey, in celebration of white truffle season, Matteo's Ristorante.
Matteo's.
Matteo, I've never been there.
It's a great restaurant.
Oh, it's at the Venetian, offering a 4-course truffle menu through the end of the year. And you guys have to help me out with this. Hand-cut egg, what I'm going to say, chitarine pasta.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah. It's not chitarine. It's chitarine.
It's a la guitarra. Yeah. So it looks like a guitar. And then
they
press the pasta sheet through it, and then they play the guitar, and all the pasta comes out in one like spaghetti-like.
They play the guitar through it?
Yeah, it looks like a guitar. The thing,
the machine that they put the pasta through looks like a guitar.
Yep.
Oh, okay. With creamy butter sauce, beef filet medallions, with seared foie gras. Did I say
foie
it right?
Foie gras.
Foie gras. In Chicago, they call it foie gras. You got the foie gras over there. And Nebbiolo wine glaze.
Ooh,
I like
that's
the
a nice
I
wine.
Like the neb.
That's
like
a great wine.
They're using it as a glaze.
That's a beautiful dish.
Four-course dinner is $160. What can you tell us about truffles, and why does everything taste better with them?
I don't necessarily believe in it, and that being the case, because they have a very unique flavor that can often be overpowering depending on how they're being used. This week, obviously, a lot of chefs are now, white truffle season just begun, so a lot of chefs here in town are now buying truffles, and they're doing these truffle-centric meals and dishes. Chef, tell me about your experience with working with truffles.
Well, when I was an extern at Per Se in New York, they brought in a 1 kilo white truffle from Alba.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen anything like it, and I think it was like tens of thousands of dollars. It was amazingly
expensive. I was
going to
say, for the listeners out there, that's a 2.2-pound truffle, which was probably dug out of the ground, usually by a pig, sometimes by a dog who sniffs it out.
I mean, the way that the truffles are cultivated, they're on the nexus point between the root systems near the trees. So the only way that they can go ahead and take a look at it and find it is with pigs, and they dig it up from there.
Oh, those pigs. You're listening to Chef Parasha from Valencian Gold.
Valencian.
I got that wrong.
Valencian.
Valencian Gold. We're going to take our first commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game. Stay right where you are. Jonathan Scott, host of Vegas Nonstop, here to introduce you to my friends at Sunrun Solar, a partner with Costco since 2012. We've all heard about the benefits and savings of alternative energy. I don't know about you, but my electric bill for August was $330, which is crazy for a 1,700 square foot house. If you install solar energy by the end of the year, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit. If you've been wondering about solar, we would like to visit you with a complimentary home analysis to see if you qualify. To sweeten the deal, if you make an in-home appointment with me and qualify, we'll give you a $250 gift card and two comp tickets to the Hilarious 7 comedy show at the all-new OUO Hotel. Sunrun Solar offers two options. Number one is no cost with no upfront cost for free home solar conversion. And number two is buy and own your own solar. Give me a call at 702-883-1111, 702-883-1111, or register on our VegasNonstop.com website. Solar energy, the smart choice for Las Vegas.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
Jonathan Scott, back with you at Vegas Nonstop here at 920 The Game. Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're listening, I don't know. Joining us in studio, super fan Tom White, our co-host for the last almost 10 years, Jeffrey with a G, line one, and Chef Parasha from the Valencian Gold. I mean, I know I'm going to say it wrong every time. Valencian Gold?
Valencian Gold.
I got it right that time?
You did. You
Valencian
got it.
Gold at 7960 South Rainbow, which is at Rainbow and Windmill. And you're open for lunch, yeah?
We're open
lunch
for
and
lunch,
dinner.
Lunch and dinner, 11 to 9 o'clock, 6 days a week. And on Sunday, we're open from 12 to 7 o'clock.
I love the menu. I'm looking at the menu, and I'm seeing that it's very clever. Did you write this, or did you?
It was me and my business partner, Jeffrey with a J,
who's over at the
restaurant right now, going ahead and holding down the fort. But, yeah, we came up with the menu together.
So here's part of it. The step one, I don't know why it's in steps anyway, but yeah. All about the base, about the base, about the base. So you start with this? Is that why the base?
Exactly.
Tell us about paella.
Not a problem. Paella is the national rice dish of Spain that has a very long history. It started in the east coast of Spain in Valencia, and it is essentially a rice dish with beans, shelled beans and fresh beans, and it's something that's poor man's food, essentially, and that's really gives you a complete protein when you're out there on the field in the campo doing farmer work and stuff.
Did you spend years living in Spain?
I spent almost 2 years living in Spain, same with Jeff, and we worked at some of the top restaurants in Spain, if not the world. And we learned at the arm of maestros how to make paella in Valencia.
Is that why you went to Spain, to learn?
Well, we won a scholarship, which was great, from the Spanish government. We were the only two Americans to win it that year.
Oh, cool.
And we represented the U.S. For the scholarship that was over in Spain from the Spanish government.
Yes. Okay, so we go from step one, all about the base, to step two, who's your man?
Who's your main? Who's your main? So you pick your base.
Well, tell them about the base first. Yeah. Like, they have a choice to make there.
Yeah, so in the base, you have a choice of four different paellas. One is seafood, one's chicken-based, one's a vegan mushroom and chickpea base, as well as one's a harvest grain base, which is actually not rice. But it's also vegan. And then from there, you go ahead and go to Who's Your Main, and you have a ability to select four different animal-based proteins, which is steak, lamb, chicken, and shrimp. And the shrimp, I get it from someplace fishy. So I
that's
don't know
right,
exactly
Jeffrey's
where.
Company. Yeah. Samuel's Fish Company.
Yeah, and then we also have two vegan options for you to top with that. Then you go on to everything else on
I
the
thought
menu.
We were going to say ratatouille.
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 Wasn't that a character, a cartoon character?
Yeah, it was actually
based on the dish.
But it's also the main cook guy in that movie was based on a dude I actually worked with in New York.
It was?
Yeah.
How funny is that?
Yeah, my man Jeremy over there, per se.
Shout out to Jeremy. The rat. Step three. Now dip, baby, dip.
Yep, we have six different dips to choose from, which are based off of traditional Spanish technique. And then that's one part of your starting of the customization of your bowl.
It's all about the customization of your bowl.
You got to coordinate.
Then we got step four. Y'all had enough now. Give me some more.
So that's 16 different toppings that we have available, the majority of which are vegan vegetarian, but you don't have to be a vegan vegetarian to enjoy them because they're all tasty and fresh.
What I love about what you guys do there is that it's a fast casual concept, but you're not cutting corners on quality. You guys bring in great quality food. I always see you in the kitchen prepping, doing, chopping. You know, your team is always getting ahead of it.
Yeah, we're always busy to make sure that we're putting the same care that you would find at some of these more higher end fine dining spots where we have been trained from, but to bring it more to the people. Hence, paella for the people.
Paella for the people. And then we've got 99 problems, but a bowl ain't one.
Yep. So if there's too many choices, which we could see that, we calculate 150,000 different
combinations.
Different combinations on the bowls. We've curated six bowls for you to go ahead and come in and give it a shot and, you know, pick out a bowl that you like. And if you see any other toppings that you want to put on there, go right ahead.
So example would be La Valenciana.
Yep.
La Barcelona Ta. La Turista.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably go with that one right away. Yeah. If ever there's a turista, I'd be the guy. Yeah. La Mixta. I'm messing that up. And Las Vegas Hustle.
Yeah, the Hustle is a fun one because it starts with our mushroom and chickpea paella, and then you top it with our steak, our tri-tip, that is certified Angus that we marinate for at least 24 hours, grill it in-house, and then cut it up and we slap it on the bowl. And then from there, you go off on a bunch of different toppings and whatnot. We thought of a hustle because it's the vegan bowl, vegan base with the steak, and why not just go a little crazy with it?
I think you should have a punch card for those 150,000 possibilities. You know, and people can come every day and just, you know, try a different one every day.
That's not a punch card. That's like a punch Bible.
I still can't decide. Just ask us to make it delicious.
Yep, that's it. We started up at the Vegas Foodie Fest last year. And more often than not, people couldn't decide what they wanted on the bowls. And we were like, we'll just make it delicious for you. And there we go.
That's probably what I would do. I would just bring up.
Yeah, we'll just ask if you have any allergies or whatnot. And if you don't, not a problem. Yeah.
Or whatnot. That's what we wanted to talk about with George Wallace. Or whatnot.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've eaten at Valencian Gold a number of times. I've never had a bad meal. You'll either see Paras or Jeff in the restaurant all the time. They're always there. Don't be afraid to ask for them and say hi. Let them know it's your first time there. They can walk you through the process. If you mention that you heard us on Vegas Nonstop, you'll get a 10% discount.
Yep.
And it's very reasonable to begin
that's
with.
That's what I'm saying. The price points are amazing. You're going to get in and out of there for about $10, $12. And you could be out, like if you're on a time constraint for lunch, you can be in and out of there in 20, 30 minutes. The inside is beautifully decorated, super clean, super cool, very kind of earthy and also contemporary at the same time. And the food is just great. There's his sauces. He does a green, what is it? Not your salsa verde, but you call it something else.
Yeah, the green sauce.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
Why be fancy? It's the green sauce.
You can put it on anything, and it will taste good.
I mean, if we wanted to call it anything, it would be a mojo verde, but how many people are going to understand
mojo
that?
Mojo verde.
Literally a green sauce.
There you go.
Yeah.
What's your favorite dish?
We actually came up with a new bowl. We're calling it the El Greco. So essentially, it is a gyro in a bowl.
I was gonna say with feta and everything.
Yeah, we're doing the mushroom chickpea rice with feta, the feta and roasted pepper dip, and then we're also putting on olives and the pickled peppers from Spain, and then also an El Greco dressing, which is red wine vinaigrette with onions and garlic and oregano and deliciousness. And it's a really good bowl. You guys also
do catering, correct?
Yes, we do.
So as we approach the holidays, if people want to do something different in the office for a luncheon for their employees, paella is an unbelievable new choice that you now have available to you at a reasonable price point, and you're not going to break the bank. You're going to get some very well-prepared fresh food.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I think that would be a lot of fun to have
right?
that in
a
the office.
Party?
Yeah, that's a terrific idea.
Yeah, we start at $12 a person.
Okay.
For that with a great deal of food.
So I might need you for a wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great. That'd be awesome. Yeah. 20 people in your office, you're only looking at $250, and they're going to have a meal that they are going to love. It's probably very healthy.
A lot.
And they have vegetarian and vegan options as well.
Yep.
We know that's becoming more popular, obviously, as people move towards plant-based diets. And it's super fresh and delicious. So
thanks, man.
Check it out, man. Valencian Gold. How do they find you online or number to the restaurant, website?
The phone number to the restaurant is area code 702-776-7707. We're at 7960 South Rainbow Boulevard.
That's in the Smith's Shopping Center. At
right
the corner
there.
Of
Windmill
and Rainbow. Yeah, so very busy area. Can't miss these guys.
Correct. And if you want to check us out, it's
online
at Valencian Gold.
On Insta?
For Insta, Facebook, and then online, we're valenciangold.com.
Fantastic.
The menu looks awesome. It's just so much fun and so creative and certainly reasonably priced that, again,
I love the design of that menu, too. It's very convenient.
Well, you could fill it out. On the back of it, you could actually make your selections and then just turn in the card and say, this is the stuff that I want in it.
That's actually the allergy chart, though.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
So you can choose your allergy?
John's getting
iodine on here.
John's going to have a bowl of allergies for lunch.
I'm allergic to everything.
I have a seafood allergy, please.
Yeah, I did. I thought it was shellfish. It turned out that I was allergic to iodine.
You know, Which can often be found in shrimp.
In shrimp.
Yeah, I had to carry that little pin, that little needle. I had to carry an epi because of that.
And now you don't have to?
Well, once I found out that it was the iodine that I was allergic to.
You stopped eating iodine?
I stopped eating baby shrimp from lousy restaurants. It's really, you know, they don't clean the shrimp well enough.
By the way, whether you're allergic to iodine or not, you should probably stay away from baby shrimp from lousy restaurants.
That's a good rule of thumb right there.
Particularly those babies that have been separated illegally from their parents.
Orphaned.
Chef, are we leaving anything out? Have we covered it?
I think that's it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in, man.
We're going to move on to football, I think. All right. I think that's what we want to do. Jeffrey with a G, you want to talk about what happened on Thursday night with the Chargers and the Raiders?
You know what? I'm going to defer this to my good friend Tom White, who is a diehard Chargers fan and is wandering aimlessly today, wondering exactly what he was watching last night.
You know, I've been a fan of this team I had season tickets for 37 years. I've been a fan for over 40. And I've been disappointed by this team a lot of times over the years, but nothing quite like this year. We came into this season with such high hopes and some real strong expectations, and they have fallen down at every opportunity they've had. Last night, coming in off the Green Bay game a week ago,
how does this team shut down Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay and then goes and plays a game like that against Oakland?
It is just inconceivable to me. They last week they were so efficient and they were so consistent in everything that they did. They made so few mistakes and they just dominated the Green Bay Packers. We go in last night and then suddenly Phillip Rivers is colorblind.
I said to you last night, I said I've never seen Rivers throw over.
Yeah,
receiver after receiver after receiver who were open.
I mean, he legitimately had 5 interceptions. 2 of them were called back as a penalties.
Right.
But the first 2 drives, interception.
Then we talked about the Keenan Allen tip.
Yep, and then a pick six and boom.
Oh, yeah, the pick six, and then they ended the game on an interception while driving downfield to win the game.
At the end of the game, they had 1.5 minutes, all 3 timeouts.
Yep.
They had ran 8 plays.
And the Raiders had just given them a gift by missing the extra point.
Yep.
So now a field goal wins the game 27-26. Instead, they lose 26-24.
And the thing that's even more significant about it is that had they won last night, they would have had 3 wins in a row. Their next game is a week from Monday, 11 days away. So they would have had time to get these guys rested.
That's nice playing a Thursday followed by a Monday.
And then they have the bye after that. So in reality, they will have 1 game over the course of the next 3 weeks, which is Monday night in Mexico City against the Chiefs. And now it's like I'm looking at this season long gone for me as far as I can see.
Yeah.
I'd just as soon at this point end up 4-12 and be in the top 10 of the draft as opposed to ending up 8-8 or
mediocre
and
seven in the middle
nine,
of the pack with
7.
The 17th pick or something.
And we've got to get the heir apparent to Phillip Rivers. And the guys out there this year, there's a couple of really good college quarterbacks.
Well, we were talking about
Tua. Be in the draft. So you got Tua,
Burrow.
Got Burrow from LSU, you got Jalen Hurts from Oklahoma.
Herbert.
Everybody likes Herbert out of Oregon, but I'm not a big fan for him.
I like him better than I like Jalen Hurts in the NFL.
And so there's an opportunity there for them, and they just watched it fly out the window.
Yeah.
So now we're starting to look for the draft as far as I can see.
Well, they're done, and you know, my bears are done. And,
yeah, they're bad.
And, you know, and we're more than halfway through, more than halfway through the season right now. We're going to take another short commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Games. There we are. Jonathan Scott, host of Vegas Nonstop, here to introduce you to my friends at Sunrun Solar, a partner with Costco since 2012. We've all heard about the benefits and savings of alternative energy. I don't know about you, but my electric bill for August was $330, which is crazy for a 1,700 square foot house. If you install solar energy by the end of the year, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit. If you've been wondering about solar, we would like to visit you with a complimentary home analysis to see if you qualify. To sweeten the deal, if you make an in-home appointment with me and qualify, we'll give you a $250 gift card and two comp tickets to the Hilarious 7 comedy show at the all-new OUO Hotel. Sunrun Solar offers two options. Number one is no cost with no upfront cost for free home solar conversion, and number two is buy and own your own solar. Give me a call at 702-883-1111, 702-883-1111, or register on our VegasNonstop.com website. Solar energy, the smart choice for Las Vegas.
Are you in the market for a used car? Las Vegas Auto Sales specializes in financing entertainers and hospitality workers. Las Vegas Auto Sales can get you financed if you have bad credit, a repo, or a bankruptcy. Easy approval on great used cars under $10,000. Drive off in a new ride today. $1,000 gets you rolling. Ballers welcome. Las Vegas Auto Sales, 2901 South Highland Avenue, next to Treasures. Visit their website at LasVegasAutoSales.com for the best used car deals. Las Vegas Auto Sales, 702-877-1212. That's 702-877-1212.
Little Eagles music, little Hotel California. Jonathan Scott back with you on the air here on Vegas Nonstop on 920 The Game. Joining me as he has for the last 9.5, almost 10 years, Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead. And superfan Tom White, a reluctant Chargers fan.
No, but not reluctant, disappointed, crushed,
disappointed,
devastated.
Well, we want to thank Chef Paros for coming again from Valencian Gold Restaurant on Rainbow and Windmill. I can't wait
to
try
it. It's so good.
It,
the food is so good.
I just can't. I'm hungry now. I just want to go there and eat. And I maybe we'll have time to do that. Maybe you can all meet us over there. So just another reminder, on Thursday, November 21st, we're having a fundraiser for the Italian-American Club Scholarship Foundation with my friend, actor Joe Mantegna. Maybe you remember Joe from Criminal Minds. Maybe you remember him from Godfather 3. Maybe you remember him as Fat Tony from The Simpsons. And I'm feeling kind of stabby today. Maybe we'll have Joe call in next week.
Stabby.
Maybe we'll do that. I'm feeling kind of stabby. All right, so let's run it down and see what we've got. Patrick Mahomes is back with the Kansas City Chiefs.
He is.
The line has moved from -3.5 to -6 against the Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee?
I almost got in trouble there.
The Tennessee.
Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee.
It reads different.
Tennessee.
Chiefs favored by -6. Titans home dogs over and under 49.5. Jeffrey with a G.
I mean, listen, this team takes it to another level when Mahomes is in there, provided he is healthy. It was his ankle, I believe?
No, it was his kneecap.
His kneecap, oh, yeah.
But I'll tell you, my daughter did this in gymnastics, and she popped her kneecap out, and my wife leaned over, popped it back in, and she continued to
And then she
meet.
Went and scored a perfect 10.
Yeah, her well, hibiscus? Not quite. But I was listening today, and he's possibly going to have surgery at the season's end. But,
just to secure it.
Yes, but he's going to be fine. He's got a brace on it. He may lose some mobility, but he still can do that blind, no-look, left-handed, punted to the
I'll
receiver.
I'll tell you what's impressed me about this team since he went out. The defense has really stepped up.
Yes, they've been playing much better all the way across the
almost
board.
Like out of necessity. Like, and I think it's gonna do them a world of good going forward because obviously when he comes back, that offense is going to click again. But now that you add in that improved defense,
this team could be dangerous going down the stretch.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was also very impressed with Matt Moore.
I agree.
Who
most people thought was out of the league already.
He was out of the league last year. He was coaching high school football.
Right.
He was looking to get into an internship position with a pro team to continue a coaching career. Andy Reid called him up in the offseason and said, hey, look, you can coach for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but your window on playing is
you can't
shrinking.
Walk on a field and throw a football for much longer.
That's correct.
He did a great job in filling in for there. So kudos to him very much.
So, Tom, Chiefs minus six or Titans plus six?
I've got to take the Chiefs in this game.
Agreed. Especially with Mahomes back. I think it gives the whole team a boost. It changes the dynamic of how the defense has to prep for the game now with a Mahomes at quarterback.
Oh, right. And I will say this about Tennessee. And I said this when they signed Tannehill in the offseason. We had this discussion on the air. I thought Tannehill would beat Mariota coming out of training camp. And I was
I'm going to tell you right now, the way I'm seeing it right now, Mariota's career may be over as a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, I totally agree. They just announced today they're not going to franchise him. So he's another one that's on the market coming
along with the other list of names we were talking about.
Yeah, so
Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady.
Well, not Aaron Rodgers, but it's Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Philip Rivers, Mariota, Jameis Winston will probably be out there. Teddy Bridgewater is absolutely going to be there, and he's going to be the – probably the most sought
Mitchell
after.
Trubisky.
He will not be available unless they cut him, which is also
well,
possible.
We're talking about it now.
The way he's been playing.
It's, and they just gave him a boatload of money.
Oh, my goodness. And you look back at that draft.
A year.
Yeah.
The whole pack, I think the whole package is close to 100, right?
Yeah, you look back at that draft when they gave up all that stuff to jump up to number two overall to
and
pick
overlooked
Trubisky. Overlooked
Deshaun
Watson.
Yep.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yep. We've talked about
Sam
Darnold, a few
different
names.
They just jumped over everyone to grab that
Kyle
guy.
Allen.
So, well, everybody overlooked Kyle Allen. You know what? Kyle Allen's pro day at the University of Houston, only one
pro scout
showed up, and that was the scout from Carolina.
Wow.
And it got down to, hey, we're bringing in free agents, and this guy said, you know what? Let's pull this kid in.
All right, let's move on to the next game. Buffalo Bills against Cleveland Browns in Cleveland. What has Brown done for you?
This is one of my favorite
Browns
games of the
week. Browns are favored by minus three.
I absolutely love Buffalo here, plus the three. Cleveland, all the hype in the offseason about Cleveland and getting, you know, Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry, and obviously the continued success of Nick Chubb out of Georgia, and obviously Baker Mayfield, and they picked up some defensive players. This, you know, we talk about culture on teams. We talked about it during the World Series and how different guys affect different clubhouses or locker rooms. Odell Beckham Jr., with all of his talent, is absolutely toxic. He's toxic.
Absolutely.
To do what he did last week on the field after New England beat the crap out of Cleveland, he then went and gave Brady a pair of goat cleats. If I'm Baker Mayfield and my starting receiver gives the opposing quarterback a pair of cleats after we just got our butts whooped, I'm knocking his teeth out in the locker room.
You know, for me, this is really a tell-all game for the Browns. They are so close to pulling it all together,
I don't think they haven't been able to do it.
Take the Browns this week?
No.
Not against that Buffalo defense.
Not against Buffalo defense, no.
Let me tell you something. This Buffalo team is actually very good. They're 6-2. They're only two games behind the Patriots in the division.
Josh
Allen is playing great.
Frank Gore is,
correct.
You know, defying time.
Over 15,000 yards and going.
You know, so I think he's third overall.
I'll take Browns plus three all day long in this game, and I would even put a small money line bet at plus whatever, 140. I think they could win this game outright.
For you Buffalo fans, there's a little restaurant called Town Center Lounge. There's Town Center Lounge 1 and Town Center Lounge 2 that are both Buffalo Bills bars where you can watch the game and you can have beef on weck sandwiches for you guys from Buffalo. We've got a bunch of friends from Buffalo.
We do.
Angelo Casera being one of them who owns the Town Center Lounge with his brother Joe.
And Johnny English. And
yeah, a lot of Buffalo friends.
Frankie Shinta.
That's right. Who taught me how to eat buffalo wings the correct buffalo way.
Oh, I didn't realize there was an etiquette.
You turn them upside down and you slide the meat down.
It's called lollipopping the wing.
Oh, thank you. I learned something. Lollipop, lollipop. Arizona Cardinals against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What do they wear underneath their Buccaneers hats?
Buccaneers.
There you go.
Buccaneers, minus 4.5.
I like Arizona in this game. plus 4.5.
Over and under 52.
I think it's going over, too.
Yeah, me too. I think that Arizona, actually, I've been impressed with them. I didn't think they were going to be nearly as efficient as they are right now. Kyler Murray's playing really strong.
That guy is so much fun to watch.
The system that Kingsbury has brought in seems to be working, and the more they do it, the more dangerous they become. This could easily be one of those teams that at the last half of the season you don't want to play because they might just break up your playoff chances.
So you both like Arizona?
I do. I like Arizona here. Tampa Bay is too unpredictable and too inconsistent. Jameis Winston, one week looks great. The next week, he looks terrible. They can't get any sort of consistency going, hence their 2-6 record.
Hence.
Kyler Murray has been fun to watch. I'm going to tell you right now, other than maybe Lamar Jackson, I've never seen a quarterback scramble like Kyler Murray.
You know, and the thing about the scrambling quarterbacks, we've seen it over the course of the last 15 years. They are an ACL away from becoming ineffective.
Correct.
And I worry about that with Kyler Murray. I worry about that with Lamar Jackson. And if Lamar Jackson has to turn into a drop-back passer, he's in trouble.
I agree.
You know, Kyler Murray...
He looked amazing, though, against the Patriots the other night. There were some scrambles he made where I thought we had him dead to right, and he just makes a juke.
Let me ask you a question
about... leaves the guy's socks over there.
Let me ask you a question about that game. Do you think that Bill Belichick brought the full playbook to the table there?
It didn't seem like he did.
I kind of got the impression he was like, you know, we're going to see these guys again, and I'm not showing everything we've got.
And we're going into a bye week, and I think it's good for us to get that one loss under our belt.
Yep.
And what I said to someone the other day, you know, coming off a loss against Baltimore, you have a bye week, and then the following week they're in Philadelphia against the Eagles. That line's going to be relatively close, 3 points either way.
Right.
I'm backing the truck up on New England.
So the bye week this week are the Broncos, Texans, Jaguars,
Eagles, Patriots,
Eagles, and Skins.
Skins.
And Redskins, yeah.
I think New England's going to go into Philly, and don't forget the Super Bowl revenge factor as well. Bill Belichick's got 2 weeks to prepare for Carson
Wentz.
Yeah,
coming off a bye. I don't think that they've lost a game coming off a bye.
Ever?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know that for sure, but they're certainly they haven't at home.
Right.
They've only lost like 12 games at home in the last decade. So
yeah, I don't think that's
crazy,
that
right?
Giants and Jets.
2 games a year we lose.
Giants and Jets.
Oh yeah. Can't imagine who's going to show up to the Meadowlands for that one.
Well, you know, I understand the Giants left early so that they could acclimate to the change.
Yeah. Right. Giants are -3 over and under 44.5, Jeffrey with a G.
I have no idea where to go with this game, although after watching the Jets lose to Miami last week, I'm going to take the Jets here. I mean the Giants.
Yeah, you have no choice but to take the Giants.
I'll take the Giants -3. It's a home game for both teams. I got to tell you, I like watching Daniel Jones. He did not have a great game last week, but he's fun to watch. Saquon Barkley is a freak in the backfield.
I don't know if Le'Veon Bell is going to play. If he does, he's got that bad knee. Sam Darnold is playing so horrendously right now. He came back from that illness, played a great game against the
First
Cowboys,
game back, yeah.
And he hasn't done anything since. He's got one of the lowest quarterback ratings in the league. If not for Trubisky, he would have the lowest.
Now, do you think that's on him or on the coaches and the play calling
no
that they're calling?
I have no clue. How does somebody come out and play like he played against the Cowboys and then turn around and not be, you know, throw 6 interceptions over the next 3 games?
And lose to Miami.
Yeah. I don't know.
How do you lose to Miami? Now,
has Eli Manning announced that he's going to retire? Or, I mean,
no, but he will. I mean, listen.
Actually, I haven't heard anything out of Eli since he went to the bench. By the way,
kudos to him for being a good
gentleman,
professional, and
you know, there's another guy that might be available next season.
If somebody wants to pick him up for a stopgap
for a couple years.
Ugh, that's just terrible.
If he still wants to play,
yeah, you never know.
The other game that's televised locally on Fox is the Falcons against the New Orleans Saints. Saints are hot, -14, 2 touchdowns. Jeffrey with a G.
Yeah, I don't know what this Atlanta team, ever since the Super Bowl, they've never been the same. Sort of like we talk about Cam Newton from that Super Bowl. Matt Ryan, one of my favorite quarterbacks in the league, obviously coming out of Boston College, he's just been looking terrible. The play calling's terrible. They can't execute. You would think with Julio Jones as your number one receiver, you'd be able to get some balls in the end zone and put up some yards, and they just can't do it.
Yeah, I think that loss to the Patriots in the Super Bowl was a mind breaker.
Yeah, psychological killer.
Yeah, you just can't. They've never come back from that, and they continually seem to get worse as they play. They're not getting better.
No,
you know, I think Ryan is going to play this week. I didn't even know Matt Schaub was still in the league.
Yeah, with a 108 quarterback rating.
Yeah, he was drafted in like 03.
Yeah, I know.
It was just like I kind of did a double take. I went, what the hell is Matt Schaub doing out there?
Sort of like Matt Moore.
Yeah, exactly. So
Alvin Kamara should be back this week. He's healthy. Drew Brees is back. He's healthy.
Are they going to cover 14?
Such a hard number. But I would think yes.
I would say yes.
And I like the under here. 51.5, 51 is a lot of points. Saints defense is excellent. I don't expect Atlanta to score much more than 10 points and probably look for somewhere between, 28 and 35.
Yeah, I could see 34 to 10 or something like this.
35, 10, yeah, exactly.
You both take the Saints.
I like the Saints in the under here.
Okay. Baltimore Ravens against Cincinnati Bengals in Cincinnati. Home dogs, Bengals plus 10.5, Jeffrey.
What can you say about the Cincinnati Bengals? They've benched Andy Dalton.
I guess we know it's not Marvin Lewis's fault.
Ryan, no. Now, as a matter of fact, we see how good a job he was doing.
For all those years. And we're going, why does he still have a job?
Why does he still have this job?
Yeah.
Yep. And, he's it's been a cluster there in Cincinnati. And Ryan
is
Lindley,
this, though, a trap game of sorts in that Cincinnati's winless.
Yeah.
Sort of like Miami was last week. Baltimore coming off that emotionally high from beating the Patriots. So, you know, they took a team picture after that game on the field.
Foxborough?
Yeah. It's like silly.
So I guess you're taking Baltimore to...
No, I'm not, actually. I'm going to take Cincinnati here just because I think 10.5 at home as a division dog is a lot. And I think it's sort of, the stars sort of align right here.
With the rookie quarterback's first start.
Joe Mixon should be back. Tim?
I wouldn't be surprised if this was a
who's
shutout.
Who's starting in lieu of Dalton?
Let's talk about Carolina.
Ryan Lindley.
Let's talk about Carolina a little bit, Jeffrey. I know you wanted to talk about your friend Scam Newton playing the Packers at...
Scam's done. They put him on the IR. You will not see him again this year. And I wouldn't be surprised if his career is almost over. I mean, he's just not the same guy that came into the league 6-7 years ago.
Packers killed me last week.
Yes, they did.
I think the Packers is the best bet this whole week just because of the way they played last week.
Coming back home.
Losing to that Charger team and looking so
imagine
pathetic.
If you're the Packers last night sitting at home watching that game going, how did we lose to these guys?
How did we lose to these guys?
You're taking the Packers also, G?
No, I'll take the Packers, but I really like the over in this game. I think Rodgers and company...
Over 47?
Yeah, he's going to get Devontae Adams back, I think, this week. He's got a couple of good running backs in the backfield. I just think they open up a can on Carolina, and when you're in Green Bay, that place is going
to
be rocking.
And talk to me about Lions and Bears. We only have a couple of minutes
all
left.
Right,
I'm
never
sorry.
Mind then. I won't talk about Kyle Allen.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say just a shout-out to Kyle Allen, who has continued to play amazing football. He had a bad game against San Francisco, bounced back big time last week.
Quarterback for Carolina.
Yeah, I think he's doing a great job.
And I'll tell you right now, watching Christian McCaffrey is such a pleasure. The kid's unbelievable. MVP candidate.
-2.5. Bears are -2.5 at Soldier Field against Detroit.
Detroit's one of my big plays
this
week. That's
your big picks.
I'll buy it up to 3 so I can get the field goal in case the Bears find a way to win this one. But
by the half.
That offense is terrible. Matt Patricia has done a really nice job with his defense. No one's talking about the quarterback from Detroit who's having a really, really good year.
That's because the team's not doing really well. They defensively, I think, is really where they're fallen down. And trading away their defensive captain a couple weeks ago demoralized that side of the ball for them.
All right, I'm going to give Jeffrey's 3 pick, which is the Dolphins plus 11.5 rather.
Against the Colts.
Over on the Panthers game.
Over on the Panthers game.
And the Bills plus 3.
And Bills plus
That's
3.
Jeffrey's
pick
3.
And by the way, the afternoon games are also pretty solid. You have the Rams traveling to Pittsburgh, which is going to be a great, great game. In the evening, you have the Vikings at the Cowboys. Now, Vikings are going to be missing Adam Thielen at wide receiver, but that should be a lot of fun, that game.
And then Monday, Seahawks and Niners.
The Sea Chickens.
We've got a couple of show tickets to give away to any homeowner interested in learning about solar energy. Give us a call at 702-883-1111, 883-1111. And we've got a couple of show tickets if you're interested in solar energy. Hope you have a great Veterans Day weekend. If you're out and about on Monday, we're going to be at Veterans Village. Stop by, stay high, and see John Fogerty playing.
Stop by and stay high.
Stop by, did I say that?
Yeah.
Stop by and stay
stop
high.
Stop by and stay high.
That's actually replacing whatever happens in Vegas stays in
like
Vegas.
Like us and share us and like us. If you see us out, please say hello. I want to thank our board operator, Jared.
Jared did a great
I want to
job.
Thank
you.
Chef Parasara. Again, Valencian Gold Restaurant at Rainbow and Windmill. Eat well, party hard, my friends. John and Scott saying peace. We'll be right back. Jonathan Scott, host of Vegas Nonstop, here to introduce you to my friends at Sunrun Solar, a partner with Costco since 2012. We've all heard about the benefits and savings of alternative energy. I don't know about you, but my electric bill for August was $330, which is crazy for a 1,700 square foot house. If you install solar energy by the end of the year, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit. If you've been wondering about solar, we would like to visit you with a complimentary home analysis to see if you qualify. To sweeten the deal, if you make an in-home appointment with me and qualify, we'll give you a $250 gift card and two comp tickets to the Hilarious 7 comedy show at the all-new OUO Hotel. Sunrun Solar offers two options. Number one is no cost with no upfront cost for free home solar conversion. And number two is buy and own your own solar. Give me a call at 702-883-1111, 702-883-1111, or register on our VegasNonstop.com website. Solar Energy, the smart choice for Las Vegas.